This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Welcome to the CBS Eye on Money show. It is Thursday, September 8th. It's not really, but it's not bad, Mark, in our whole goal of trying to put a bunch of shows in the can for an extended summer break. I think we're in very good shape. So, Mark, thank you so much for doing all the hard work on that. What do you have, like some master spreadsheet or something somewhere with all this stuff?
No, I wish I could say that. No, I really don't. Maybe I have something on like the notes section of my iPhone. That's about it.
You're kidding. If I were you, have like a big fat Google Doc and you could share it with me and then I could, okay, forget it. Just do what you want to do. I'm not messing with your system. I don't get involved.
It works.
I mean, I don't know how, but it is seamless and wonderful for me. And he is Mark Tallarcio, the co-host and the executive producer. The executive producer of my life is what I like to say. And, Mark, by the way, I myself enjoyed a little Carvel cake over the past week for some birthday celebrations. And you're right. It is as good as we remember. It's fantastic.
I think I had a slice each night for about a good week. I feel like I got to do a little dieting right now.
Oh, you're ridiculous. You're so skinny. You know that. It's ridiculous. Anyway, this is the program that is not about ice cream cake or dieting. It is about your financial life. If you've got a financial question, if it's a retirement question, a loan question, maybe it's a going back to the basics because it's kind of the academic year restarting again, give us a holler. Just go to jillonmoney.com. You click the contact us button. A form will pop up. You can ask the question there. At the bottom of the form, there's a box that says, would you be willing to come on the air? If you click it, Mark does everything else. Today, we are joined by Jimmy in the Bay Area. And Mark, we didn't even allow Jimmy to use his other fake name. We really got on top of you, Jimmy. So I'm sorry for that. So let's start again. Hi, Jimmy. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are fantastic. What can we do for you?
I'm 46. My wife is 34. I make about $85,000 a year. A wife, he makes about $105,000.
Okay. I like a younger spouse who earns more than you do. That's an excellent game plan. Already, I like your strategy.
Well, I think it's going to work out well for me, I want to do.
Good. Okay. So tell us about that.
I want to retire earlier than most, I think. Maybe not most, but like 62 years old, I just want to be done.
Okay.
Maybe part-time here and there, but... Mm-hmm. Stop doing what I'm doing. And I think that's going to work out well because wifey can carry the insurance and still have a steady income and go from there.
Okay. Do you guys have kiddos?
We have two, a 5 and a 7-year-old.
Okay. And are either of you going to be entitled to a pension at retirement?
Yes. Wifey will. She's a teacher. She'll probably have, my understanding is that it's 70% of the last 3 years she's working.
Is it the last three or the highest three?
Well, that's what I'm not sure. I'm not positive.
Okay. All right. But that's still good. And she likes what she does. So she's willing to like kind of hang in there and work for however long, I guess, 20 more years probably. What's the pension outlook for her? How long does she have to stay in it?
She'll be in it. She's not leaving. She likes
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. Good. Are you guys putting money into your retirement accounts?
Yes. Right now at work, I do 15%. Work gives me 11%.
Whoa, wait a minute. You put in 15%. It's a 401k?
403b.
Okay. Are you also working are you a teacher also?
Healthcare.
Okay. So you're putting in 15%. Is it pre-tax or post-tax? Are you doing a Roth or a traditional?
Traditional.
And they put in a straight up 11% on your behalf?
Well, it's 6% straight up 6%, and then they give us an additional 5%.
What do you mean? Like, but that's, is that discretionary? Like, they're really only on the hook for 6%, but they give you 5% also. Do you know what I mean?
Since I've been there, it's never changed. So I don't, I can't say if it's discretionary or not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. That's a right? big number. How much of money is in your 403B right now?
85K
and 85K in income. Okay. What about your wife's retirement account?
So we've started, about a year and a half ago, we started putting about $300 a month into, it's supposed to be a Roth. My understanding is it's a Roth. I don't quite have all the details. It's not really working though. It's the money's not working. I think it's just kind of sitting there.
Hmm. Okay. And is it a Roth, like a Roth 403B or a Roth 457 or a Roth IRA?
I don't know.
Is it through her work or is it outside of work that you're doing that?
It's through her. Well, it's through a representative that came and met with all the teachers. And, you know, it seemed like a good idea. I had a lot of questions. She just went ahead and went for it.
I want some info on that. You're going to follow up with us. Okay.
Great.
Okay. We're going to, how much money is in her retirement account right now?
About 5,000.
And is there any other money that you guys have in retirement savings besides the 85 and this 5?
There is a, I have a Roth at my bank. I have a Roth at my bank. Yeah.
Okay. How much is in there?
About 80.
And when you say at your bank, is it just invested in like a savings account or is it invested in something else?
I'm a bit aggressive right now. It's all invested in stocks.
All stocks. Individual stocks?
Individual.
Anything else that you have invested?
A brokerage account.
How much in there?
130.
All stocks?
Yes.
Okay. And what about just a plain old emergency reserve account?
So I've got about 115 in cash.
Okay, good. That's a nice balance against your crazy ass 100% stocks. Okay, hold on. Do you guys have any saving for your kids for their future educational needs?
So each one of them has about 15K in a 529 and 25K in an UPMA.
15, 15, 25, 25?
Correct.
Okay, that's great. Why have an UTMA? Or did you do the UTMA first or did the parents do an UTMA and that then you started a 529? Like what's the, why the different accounts?
So I've been indirectly told that an aunt and uncle will be leaving some money behind for the kids for college.
Okay.
I don't know for certain. I don't know how much. I know they're well off.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I said, I was just thinking, let's just put some in the UTMA first. And then if they leave something, if there's, let the 529 grow and kind of go from there.
Okay. Are you currently putting extra money into any of these accounts or now everything sort of, it is what it is at this point?
The 529, just like $25 a month for each kid.
Okay. All right. More questions. Let's see. How about life insurance for you guys?
I've got life insurance through work, like 250. I'm not sure what this plan is, but my wife's grandfather started something for her when she was born.
Oh my God. I bet it's probably some old whole life policy.
And that's exactly what I think it is. It's through, was it Northwestern?
Yeah. Northwestern Mutual.
Northwestern Mutual. Something comes eligible when she turns 40. I don't quite understand the whole.
Unfortunately, she has to die for you to get it. I'm just kidding. do you live in a house or you rent? What do you got?
So that's kind of where I'm going to go next. Right now we live with my father. We take care of my father. We pay at least half the bills in the house so he can use his money basically for living.
How old is your dad?
He's 85. And he's put in his will that we can stay here as long as we want. I have two sisters. We can stay here as long as we want with the kids and just kind of take over the mortgage and keep going.
So that's called a life estate, meaning that you get to have that. How much is the place worth?
1.8.
Wow. And then what's the mortgage that's outstanding on it? Do you know?
490.
And how is his condition right now?
You know, amazingly, he's doing pretty well. He had a stroke about 2 years ago now. We've been taking care of him since then. He does well on his own, but he does need a lot of support.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he doesn't have any, well, he has a little bit of savings in stocks. And then we refinanced the house 2 years ago and took out $100,000 in case anything comes up with his health.
Yeah.
And the house, because, we just wanted a little cushion.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
And so, just so I understand this, you're paying for half the bills. The refi takes place. There's 490 that's outstanding. What's the interest rate on that?
3.1.
And it's in his name, right?
Correct.
Okay. And you've got this all documented that you actually have a life estate, so that I'm just trying to make sure that, like, if your father were to die tomorrow, what happens with that mortgage? It stays in his name. Doesn't something have to happen legally to that or not? I don't know.
I'm actually a co-signer on it.
Oh, so you, okay. All right. That's good. That's good, actually. Yeah. And the idea is you guys stay as long as, you know, let's say 15 years or whatever. You have a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old. You get to stay during that time. You will assume it. And then at that point where you're sort of like, okay, we're done, you and your wife leave that house, you sell it, and you split the asset with your siblings?
Correct.
Okay. I really want to be clear that this should be legally documented. Like, no doubt about it, that must be legally documented. That sounds a tiny bit precarious. And even if everyone agrees right now, I just want to make sure you are always protected in this. Okay.
Yeah. We've been putting a lot of money in, just trying to fix things up, just trying to make things a little better for all of us involved. Yeah. It gets a little touchy. My wife is a little touchy about the whole topic, but.
What's touchy about it for her, just out of curiosity?
Well, right. You never know what siblings will do or how they'll act later on.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, right. Absolutely. That's why I just want to make sure that we have a game plan here. Absolutely.
I'll also mention this. We did buy my uncle's second cabin in Tahoe, my wife and I.
Oh.
So we use that just for, like, you know, family vacations, going back and forth.
Nice.
We love it. It's
how much is that worth?
Past 2 years, it probably doubled in value to $950.
Oh my God. What's the mortgage?
$350.
Okay. So just so we are clear, you're making your contributions, you're living your life, you're doing okay, you got cash, you've got this, you know, interest in you have a life estate at your dad's place, you got the cabin, all's good. At age, let's see, you're 46, so we need 15 years. So now, okay, at the moment where you're going to retire, right?
Yeah.
Your youngest child will be done with college. You sell the house. You split it three ways. Are you going to move into your cabin in Tahoe, or are you going to have to find a place to live? Because your wife is still going to work, right?
Right. Well, we could end up just keeping the house too. My dad's house.
Right.
We could just
stay. But you'd have to buy him out though, right?
Maybe.
Here's what I think you should do. If you're going to have this papered, you should have some formula in this document that says, if I choose to buy out my siblings in 15 years or whenever it is going to be, you know, you pick a time, here's the formula by which we determine the value, or here's what happens. You're going to have an opportunity to buy them out. It's just that you don't want to have to buy them out, right? So that if you're like, whoa, I mean, I'd rather have the cash anyway. And by the way, we're going to just rent for a few years and, like, live in Tahoe and go back and forth. Like, that's fine with me. But again, this has to be papered. Now, listen, if you're investing right now and you're all in stocks and you've got some cash to put to work, then you can start to actually you don't have to sell everything, but you have to add some other assets to the mix. 100% stocks is just asking for a problem. I don't know why you would do it.
I have been thinking more to change things up a little bit, keep some stocks, but also to, I guess, get a little more conservative. I have been thinking that.
I mean, look, if you want to take a lot of risk in your Roth IRA, I mean, the most with that 80 grand, that's fine. Like, I don't know if I'd be all stocks. I would probably even still be like 80-20. But if you say that's where you want to take all your risk, fine. I think that that has the highest risk, Roth IRA. Next highest risk is your traditional retirement accounts. And the lower level of risk in the brokerage account in case you need some of the money. You know, in terms of the 529, I'd stop putting money away. I wouldn't put that $25 into that kid's account. Because I find it hard to believe that your family would tell you there's money being left to you if there weren't really money being left to you. And you know what I mean? Like the 20, I don't think that the 25 is going to move the needle. And
no.
I feel like you guys, the best thing you can do right now is if you're going to make some sort of transition, have that money that's in cash and brokerage and build it up and have that there for you. And be clear that, you know, all the money, like when you look at your cash flow now and you say, okay, we make 190 grand together. We put our money into retirement contributions. Do you have extra cash every single month?
Some, yeah, we do. Especially coming up with both kids being in public school now, you know, no more daycare. So that's going to offer about $1,500 extra.
Let's get you into some index funds. Okay. This is your index fund. It's like a stock index fund, an international stock index fund, a bond index fund, and a commodities fund. That's it. And maybe not even a commodities fund to begin with. And if you want an allocation like of the stocks, Mark, what do you want let's just do like a quick brokerage account. Let's go least amount of risk to most amount of risk. So in the brokerage account, you could do like 70% stocks. The bulk of that is going to be a broad U.S. stock market index, 15% in an international stock index, and the rest in a bond index. That's it. That's it. And then you just, the three simple holdings, it's so easy. And then, if we were going to do a similar kind of portfolio in your Roth, you could just bounce it up to 85%, Mark? Is that about as, maybe if you want, 90? If you really feeling like, oh, I want to really roll the dice, whatever. Fine. I don't care. But like same thing, three index funds, go to bed at night. And in your retirement accounts, you know, I would do, you know, I could think that you could do 70-30 in there also. And you should be using index funds as much as possible in those.
Okay.
Did we beat this guy down? He's like, all right. Yeah, he's like, Jesus, Scott, these people are making me crazy.
You're ruining my fun.
Oh, no. It's not fun when you're losing. I'll tell you that much.
No, no. I've done pretty well.
All right, great.
Probably need to be a little safer. Yeah.
I think so. I do think so, really. It's like there's the payoff isn't great for the amount of risk you're taking. Okay. So, all right, here's your marching orders. I want a lawyer to paper this deal with Dad. Like, that's just non-negotiable. That's number one. Number two, we want you to reallocate and try to use index funds instead of stock funds. And then let's get some information about this insurance policy also, right? Your wife's insurance policy. And any other details you want to give us. But I think that's enough for now. I feel like we've overwhelmed him.
You know, this extra, there's a lot of projects at my dad's house. There's a lot of old projects that need to be updated.
Okay.
I don't really know how to tackle that.
You mean like you're spending money for the house and is it going to come out of yours or the house fund? In other words, should you get a line of credit versus just spending your own cash?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, because
I sort of feel like if it's for the house, it's for the benefit of the house, your father and you guys, honestly, it should be a line of credit that is either, you know, it'll get adjudicated or paid off when, you know, the deal is done at the end. But yeah, I don't think that should be done. I don't think you should take that out of your pocket unless we have, again, I think a real estate lawyer will be very helpful on this. Keep in touch with us. If you, like Jimmy, got a lot of different things going on, boy, we'd love to hear from you. Go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button. And don't forget, while you're there, sign up for the free weekly newsletter. And if you wouldn't mind, could you leave us a rating and review on Apple? We would very much appreciate that. Okay, so Mark Talercio, he is the co-host and the executive producer. We are distributed by Paramount Global. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Curiosity, compassion, community. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
If
If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.